Okay, now try it. You and just keep talking.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, it coming up?
Yeah.
Over here, too?
Yeah.
How about now?
Still catching it.
For real?
Yeah.
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 Let's go toward the front. Let's go toward the front of the Ponderosa. What do you think?
Yeah, still catching. Yeah. Yeah. Nah.
Nah, it stopped just now?
Yeah.
All right, so we got a good.
But as long as the phone is around, it'll still catch it.
Huh?
I said, but as long as the phone is close near.
Oh, I know, but the receiver I mean, but I'm still saying.
Oh, as far as like getting up and moving.
No. But I'm saying I wanted to see. I think we still got 40. We good for about 40 yards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll work. That worked, man. I mean, I have enough niggas turn around and just start talking and walking off and shit. Because you know everybody move around, so they. I was gonna fuck with the phone, but hell, I had to clean that shit out. I was just too lazy to walk in the house and grab that alcohol. I thought I had a bottle of alcohol out here. I thought I did.
Good Lord, they have me crying.
Just
did a fly.
Oh, got you looking like MLK and shit. Who that at the bottom?
My niece.
Oh, okay. Oh, dang, they got that one. Ah, oh, that sucks.
I think you ever get past that one.
Oh, nah, you ain't get past it. You can try it, though, huh? It'd be a good try, but hey. Oh, well. Cry, you cry. But we cry together.
Last night.
Oh shit. I can't let that one pass up. Alright, so what's the topic before we get into the sish? Matter of fact, I got one. Because cat walked up on me. I found another one. I don't know if you want to say an enlightened brother or an all
conscience.
Yeah.
Woke.
I guess you could say
that.
The
word they be using is all.
Yeah. I guess you could say that. Because I was fucking around like on, I don't think I sent you that one. I was fucking around on YouTube and I found this cat. This cat was on TikTok and he found a giant. Like a live giant moving. Mm-hmm. I forgot what state it was in and shit. But he was on.
State or country?
State. This state. He was in the United States.
Okay.
And was just walking on frozen, like snow capped mountain peaks. But the gravity of how big this motherfucker is that he was walking that mountain like you walk across the yard. So it gives you an idea of how big this motherfucker was. But he was on the highway, took his phone and zoomed in and caught it. And people was like, nah, that's some bullshit. That's just a structure or something. I said, nigga, a mountain peak and all of a sudden a structure is on there? Wouldn't you question that shit a little bit more? But the shit that fucked you up is that it was walking. Like, it walked up, stood there like it, like it's looking over the town.
You ain't did no close-up, though. You can't do no close-up.
Nah.
I'm talking about, like, you can't...
Nah, he couldn't, out. Like, see... He kept trying to get closer. Mm-hmm. But I think after... Really, after he posted the first time, saying, like, oh, shit, that's a fucking giant. Mm-hmm. Like, he went back a second time, like, the next day, and niggas had roadblocked off. Mm-hmm. And it was like, nah, roadblocked off. He was like... But it's a public highway. He's like, mm-hmm. It's a public park. So how? And then my man fed him some bullshit like, yeah, they doing something up here, whatever, whatever. And he was like, yeah, you got to turn around. So he was like, well, fuck it. I turned around. He was like, I ain't paying no attention. Because he kind of brushed it off. Like, he keep, like, basically my man was on TikTok, but he kept making TikToks as the days went on. Like, he wasn't no conscience person. But this is leading to who I'm about to end up talking about. He wasn't no conscious person, but he knew fucking common sense. Like, something that damn big and is moving, that's a fucking giant. Like, oh shit. So he kept trying to get more and more. Like, he went to locals, talked to the locals. The locals told him he comes and goes, but he's always there. Be like, we see him all the time, but he just kind of comes, shows up every once in a while, then we don't see him for a while. So,
then you got a name for him?
I don't know. I ain't get that deep into this shit yet to figure out if they had a name. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to see what was going to happen to my man.
Right.
Which, what fucking happened is exactly what I kind of figured was going to happen to his ass when he stumbled across that. They offed him. So, that's basically what that was. But he kept going back.
What do you mean they off him?
Them niggas killed him. Government killed him. So he gone. That nigga gone. Obituary and everything in the paper.
Man, go ahead. You need to cut that off.
Give me a phone. And pull up YouTube. I'll pull that shit up right now. I was 100% so fucking positive that they was gonna off my man. I just wanted to see if they were actually going to do it.
Because you know they was. And how they did it and get away with it. Because ain't nobody, did anybody see his TikToks?
He don't do no more.
Well, I mean, I know he can't do no more.
But I don't think nobody, who the hell gonna do something? Niggas are scared. And he made TikTok videos of like unmarked black vehicles, like sitting in front of his crib and shit. That's what fucked me up. I was like, nah, this can't be real. I was like, my man got to be bugging. Hey, then, check it out.
Andrew Dawson from Canada began uploading content to TikTok in June 2021. Under the username AndyCat, his content was relatively...
Like, seeing the giants was going to fuck you up, but you don't get, like, a clear what he looked like. What happened? Start buffering?
No.
This is the strange and tragic story of Andrew Dawson, a TikTok user under the name of Andy Cap. Andrew filmed what he claimed to be a giant in the Jasper National Park in Canada. And what's strange is the events leading up to his last video and his untimely and sudden death. Was all of this real and some type of cover-up by the CIA or a black shadow government? Or was this just one giant and well-elaborated hoax? Listen all the way through and let me know what you think. Hi, I'm Zach, and welcome to Rooted Expeditions. Hit that thumbs up, and let's dive right into today's story. On April 9, 2022, 34-year-old Andrew Dawson and his friend were driving, and Andrew saw something out of the window, and on top of this mountain, he filmed what he claimed to be a...
Like, when you actually see the shit, it's... You like, because you really start to question yourself, man. You like... That shit real, that shit fake. Or you like, you be like, damn, niggas got mad fucking Photoshop and shit.
Yeah, well, I'm still. I mean, that's the first thing came to my mind. Park in Canada.
There it is. Now watch the nigga start walking.
You see what I see right now?
You can clearly hear Andrew tell his friends to pull over so that he could get a better shot of whatever this thing was on the mountain. Looking at this thing on top of the mountain, you can clearly tell that whatever it was huge. And you can base this on the fact that of how far he was away filming. He goes back a second day to see if he could get more footage.
Do you see how far away it is? How far I have to go, how hard it is to keep a steady hand?
Alright.
Trying to keep a steady for you guys. And it's not even there anymore, too. That's where it was yesterday.
So you ain't gonna go through them other ones, them four that fast then.
Huh?
I said, I already know you gonna baby them four I gave you.
As you can hear, Andrew states that he's
so you laughing at.
That was the funny part. That nigga laughed and started coughing. That nigga said, that one made it even more funny. Oh, I'll be like, fuck it. I'm calling. I'm fucking calling.
Public area, public park, or whatever. Some local told me to take this path.
Got my eye
warning. I didn't get it on camera, but I'm gonna go again tomorrow and be prepared to be filming right now. This is stop the vehicle. This truck is blocking it. Said some big environmental issue was going on. And I don't know. It's
so I ain't want nothing in a couple of days. You know what I mean? Just, what? Sunday.
I don't get it.
Oh, you had a good detox.
Not there, but if he is there, I will get the camera, I will film, because the only angle I could get that I found today is the one I just posted earlier, and there wasn't even anything there. But I don't understand why the road's blocked off. I don't know.
On April 14th,
you can kind of look at his face and show him, and it really shows that my man. It's really like boggled, like he don't experience no shit like that.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out this guy, I see.
See it moving, right?
Not yet.
And then he was able to also capture what he calls an extraction, where you can see two helicopters carrying something, and they were hovering around the same mountain where he saw this giant.
So they're extracting something out of here. There's two helicopters.
After this, Andrew seems to have two more encounters with what he has been calling CIA agents. But here, let's take a look and let me know what you think of this footage.
The guy's here again. Yeah, this is him. What's going on? Close. Really? Yeah, man, just turn around. Okay. Have a good night, man. So that was
fucked up. Now peep the car you drive by.
Ask him again. Just turn around. I don't understand why it's closed off. Though. It's a fat
public park. It's dark though.
So that mean that nigga was really gonna try to go up there, and see how far he could fucking make it. Nigga, trying to fuck around, find a damn giant in the dark. You crazy as a motherfucker, bro.
Man, let me tell you, last time I went to Pound Ship, to see that sun, like the sun go down, I guarantee you better be getting up out of there. Ain't no lights back there, man.
Oh,
it's dark. You don't need to be back up in there. Unless you close to them house, you know, the houses they got.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do?
That was the car that was sitting in front of the crib. Now, I still thought the shit was made up when I saw that.
For the record, Andrew never really posted videos like this or even close to this in the past year that he started. As you can see, he posts your typical videos and nothing to give the impression that he was really trying to get famous or anything like that. So after not posting for a month, this led a lot of people to ask questions. But if he was faking these videos to get attention or to get more views, why all of a sudden just stop posting videos for that long? It doesn't make sense. But he comes back after a month with this video that makes one think that he was actually being forced to say that the videos he was making were fake. But at the same time, he was looking off to the side as if he was looking at someone to make sure he was saying what they wanted him to say. This was very strange and brings even more questions to the table. Here, let's take a look at that footage and let me know what you're thinking.
Hey guys, I just want to give you an update. I thought that I have not
Now peep his eyes now.
Sorry to disappoint you guys, but all the videos that I posted were scripted. They're just fake. Sorry to disappoint you guys. I just need to give you a quick update.
Again, this is very strange as he has his hands in his pockets as if he was nervous or
like a nigga had a pistol on his ass.
He was saying, and along that he keeps looking off to the side. That should be it in a one and done deal for Andrew. The video stopped and that's it. But unfortunately, this was not over for Andrew. Now, this is where things take a giant twist in Andrew's series of videos. His next videos, which were 10 days after his original post, which was titled, I'm Scared. This is where Andrew comes back on the film and he, in a panic state, says that the videos were not fake.
You might not see me post ever again. My videos weren't fake.
The very next day, after claiming that the videos were not fake, he shows another video of the mountain area where he saw that giant. And you can clearly see some type of structure that Andrew claims to be military on top of the mountain. But let me know what you think.
Now that shit big as fuck in that same spot where he recorded that shit. So you got a whole pop-up shit sitting on top of a mountain now. And nobody ain't say shit.
I was not there yesterday.
This was Andrew's last video. Unfortunately, a month and a half later, on July 1st, 2022, a local newspaper by Campbell River Mirror showed that Andrew Ryan Watchhorn Dawson had sadly passed away. Reasoning for his passing has not been disclosed. There are a lot of series of events that took place in such a short time that brings up a lot of questions. I do believe that there were giants that walked the earth back in the day as scriptures and scrolls bear record, and there's a very good possibility that they walk among us today. I do also believe in the supernatural. So the real question is was there really a giant out there, or was it something else? Or was this all just a really good hoax? On another note, could this be connected to Dave Pilates and his missing 411 cases? Even though Andrew didn't go missing, the 411 missing cases deal a lot with cases that involve the national parks. Could this thing on top of the mountain have had something to do with these cases in the past? If you have any idea to what you think might have actually happened, let me know.
Just
that does it for today. Hit that thumbs up.
Be able to see it from that distance. But be able to see it from that distance and still be projecting like that. It's big.
Yeah, no shit.
But I don't know, man. Listen, they came out with the movie Troll, you know, and you know, even in the movie, it was like the old man was the only one. You know, like no, he knows so much about what he believed and talked about that they just basically, you know.
Oh yeah, crazy. They brush you off.
Man, you crazy. You got to get a straitjacket. But I mean, there's a lot of different, you know, there's a lot of different people out there talking about being abducted and brought back, and you know, so like I just, but we just got finished talking about Lord of the Rings, And I'm talking about even looking at how they set up, you know, the set and shooting thing, you know, like how they graphically put images in and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, but at the same time,
all this
that's movie, the shit that kind of fucked you up a little bit, cause you like, baby nigga bullshit it. Use a computer and made that.
That don't look like no. That don't look real.
Exactly.
Yeah, that look like it's from a real camera though. See, I mean, like you looking at a movie. Yeah, I mean graphically or whatever.
You'll be able to see it a little clearer.
Yeah,
and see what you got, but you couldn't see shit. All you saw was something big as shit and moving.
So, but now, like I told, I said, cause he was talking about, he showed me the thing about the dragon.
Oh yeah. Right?
And I'm saying, unless I see some flies flying off of it, or unless I'm there and I can smell it.
Oh yeah, the dragon shit fucking.
Right, yeah.
Cause you can do whatever with the dragon shit.
I mean, man, you go in museums and stuff look real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And motherfuckers say all that shit fake.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I mean, until I see some flies, if y'all find us and washed up, then that means it's deteriorating. I need to see some flies flying off of it. I need to see people walk up doing this here and throwing up because it's so stank.
Yeah.
I ain't seen none of that.
Nah. Oh, like the dragon shit was kind of.
I mean, now it look real.
Nah, I mean, that shit look real. I give a crap.
But I'm saying for me to believe it, you know. But then the other thing, if that one is real, then it's among somewhere else. Now, still.
Yeah. But back to my original point of the story.
You never got to that.
I fucked around and went to work. Fuck it. I smoked that morning, went to work. Fuck it. Got to work. I'm good. I ain't like eyes red, no shit like that, but I'm good. So I usually load my man up every morning. Go out there, load my man up, whatever. He come in, I forgot what the fuck he said. We were talking about something, but we got a hold of, we tapped into like religion. And he was like, yeah, man, yeah, I ain't religious, I'm spiritual. I said, yeah, I'm kind of the same way. I said, hell, I know somebody, and hell, we had the same conversation. It was like, shit, when niggas gonna really tell people that giants built Noah's Ark, or helped Noah build that ark? And I said, damn. He was like, oh shit. He was like, how you know about that? I said, what the fuck? The funny part is, my man is mixed, so he's I want to say Korean and black.
Mm-hmm.
Korea's Buddha, right?
Yeah, they got
Okay.
More Buddhism.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking of. Okay, yeah. Cause he rocked with the Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
And he just looked at me like, how the hell you know that? I said, man, I be watching all that shit. I said, I like watching it because it's interesting to me. And he was like, yeah, man. Brought my man up about the giant.
Me, you tell you this. Some apple pie.
Moonshine. That nigga said,
put it in the refrigerator. Come on, please.
And he said, oh.
I'm going to say apple pie.
He didn't say it on the label.
You don't need nothing but a little slice. Yeah. That's all you gonna need.
Apple pie reference.
Yeah. I mean, why not, man? Always making commercials.
Pretty much. So what happened was he brought my man up. I said, oh shit, how you know about him? I said, man, I ended up me telling him now that he done told me about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't say nothing about that to him.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yeah, man, you know, they killed old boy because he found that damn giant. I said, I said, what old boy?
He said, man, the dude, he a YouTuber. I watch him on YouTube, but he used to make a TikTok video and da 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 da. I said, I pulled up the dude. I said, this dude? He said, yeah. I said, huh. I said, damn, that put one theory in motion. He was like, what? I said, I kind of waited just to see if they'll actually off my man.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's kind of fucked up to say, but I wanted to see if they were going to kill him.
Because
if you ever noticed anything supernatural or new technology as far as like clean energy, renewable energy, unlimited energy, niggas die.
Well, what about So do you actually believe that? I mean, what caused a red flag for you to be talking about something that the government even worrying about you? I mean, it has to be a level of knowledge or something that you saying that nobody, I mean, it's like you got to be pretty much top secret. You only have to have clearance. You got to have a certain kind of clearance and a certain pay grade to even be able to
like know that shit.
Yeah, know it. So now if you reveal it, I mean, so how many people you think just done got off for saying the right thing and they just ignorant as hell because they just talking about like things they believe, you know, and they done piece stuff together.
Oh, and, shit.
You know, but I'm saying because...
But you know what? I
you know,
you, you know what? Life. You know what stops that? Is that you just two hot niggas on a podcast talking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, maybe that is. But I mean, I was on the phone with a partner of mine the other day, and this cat walked up to him. And he had him on speaker, and when he first started talking to him, but I mean, this guy ran down a whole story to my partner, and my partner really, I mean, the boy really thought he was like saying, I could tell he was waiting to be like, yo, bro, you know, like, you know, you ain't even got to give me no story, you know, like, what you want, you know what I'm saying? And the guy was a Caucasian guy too, you know, that was talking to him, and he was like, "Yo," and he had him on speakerphone, and man, and I'm listening to his story, but he ain't asking for nothing.
You done with that one?
Huh?
You what?
No, I'm good. Yeah. said you know, he gave him his whole story, and I mean, then he started giving him, like. Some history of him.
Yeah.
And he calling names and places. And I'm listening because I know old boy don't really know all that he's saying. But I know because, I mean, old boy went to war too. So this guy said he was a Marine and he was here, and they did this. And he said his brother got killed, you know. And he was, and I'm listening and you talking it. And you just saying all this stuff, like, and how his brother got killed, because his brother was a SEAL, and, you know, they went on, and these are places that we've been.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually been there, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and he talking, and I'm like, but it's like, and then he was like, man, I can't believe, he was just, and he was saying he just got jacked. These people jacked him, took his, hurt him, and he just got out of the hospital and came down there in his truck. He was trying to get his truck, and he didn't have no gas, you know. And all he needed was $6, you know, just put some gas in, right? He said he went in the place. You know, he said, man, I didn't ask. He said, man, you see these people here standing on the street with cardboards and stuff. He said, man, I ain't no beggar, man. I just left my truck. I just want... He was like, so my partner was like, yo, you know, I'll follow you too, because I don't have no cash, but I'll follow you, put gas in, you know, and this and that. And he was like, cool, you know, or, and he was like, I'll fill it up. With, no, I just need $6. I just need enough to get home, you know, this, but the whole story he told, and I mean, the places he was calling in the desert and stuff like that, and, you know, doing Afghanistan and, Iraq and Saudi Arabia stuff, you know. I'm just listening and I'm like, either this guy is really, really telling the truth, or he just like to hear himself talk. But the things he was saying, everything was connected. Even like where you say you live at now, you know, and the place, he was like, man, I got a farm. He called the farm name. I was like, man, I know where that at. All that. He was like, okay, yeah, man, I done been there, you know, and I'm like, so I know I can, if I ride up on him and start talking, if he told my peoples all that in the post office, hey, I know he got a story.
Oh,
but,
yeah. I mean,
but it goes back to, but I'm just saying, okay, that's that. But at what level, I'm still asking. Because if you say there's an eye in the sky, people, the big brother, all us, you know, stuff that, how they say, we being watched, you know, it ain't no secrets. So then what caused a red flag? Because, man, listen, there's people in, how you say the word?
Insane asylum.
Yeah, and you know, it's people with all kind of theories and talking about. So what caused
but
the
now,
flag?
Just so we can update this. As of right now, there are no insane asylums. So that means everybody that is potentially crazy or knows something is back out on the fucking street. So you ain't got no choice but to off them now. Because, like you said, yeah, in the beginning, when you started saying shit like that, they stuck your ass in the jacket and threw you in the damn house.
Right.
Never let you out.
Right.
And doped you up.
But you got mental places now. You got mental hospital.
All you do is go there and talk to a fucking psychiatrist. That's it. So basically, you just doing...
Yeah, but
you can't
sign yourself out.
Hey,
you know, this was crazy though, cause the dude holler and called me, and he signed himself in.
Oh yeah,
signed himself in, but then when he decided he won't get out,
they
told him they had to hold him for 72 hours for evaluation. That's Jack. But listen.
But now that poses the question of what the fuck he ever said to their ass for them to hold him like that. Yeah, it's a problem.
But the true fact about it, I think he was just changing. He had to be out of a place, and he couldn't be in a place. So then he just figured he'd just go check himself.
Man, shit.
They
damn sure did. They gave him a place
for 3 days.
Right the fuck there with him. And you come and you talk to that fucking therapist.
So, but now, like,
you tell that nigga some shit, mm-hmm. and they hold your ass in there. But like I said, niggas ain't built like that.
But I mean, if you talk like that, like, are you always. I be wondering if people be like, you know, because like you look at movies, and movies so engaging, but then we, you know, especially these badass guys on movies, you know, yeah, they the ones that always a step ahead and stuff like that. So the question is, are we to the point like if like. Couple black cars roll up on you, you know. I mean, I know I got some nephews that and black cars roll up on them, they gonna be rolling out quickly. Somebody gonna get got. That's all, you know.
Cause I mean,
like if do I think after I, you
do to that point? Fuck no, cause I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but see, I can't.
I'm not going. And reason I say I don't give a fuck because I'm not going to the extremes of trying to tell people that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like always be out there, like they are.
Mm-hmm.
So if you always out there like that, yeah, nigga gonna watch your ass. Yeah, cause your face is out there too often.
Right.
Your voice is out there too often. You doing too much shit. So now, when you talk about shit like that, they fucking watch you. They literally put you on the watch list.
Mm.
Now, it's how far you gonna go with the shit. Is that they just off your ass, or you be like, my man, just not knowing and curious, and you get off too. So would you really say that shit's casualties of war? Because it really sounds like a chess game.
Yeah, but I'm saying if the right people are really listening to you and you really know what you're talking about, the right people can find you very easily.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like that's the crazy part I'm saying. So what caused a red flag for somebody? Like, what do you have to say to even be on that list? You know? Because it's so many people saying so many things now. And I mean, some people, like,
I think it's really just like, oh, you mean like not without any video and shit? What do you specifically have to say? What keywords
to
come get you?
No. People, I'm talking about even people, because they have video, because they'll say, watch this video. I mean, whatever content they talking about. But it's people on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, all this kind of stuff. They face out there and they going dead in on some stuff. You know,
but the crazy part is you still got, you end up having like a cult following somewhere. I don't really want to say that, but you know, it's
if somebody like really get into hard, it.
You know. Yeah, because they do the research too to kind of look at you and like make sure what the fuck you telling me is actually true. So I'm going to go look it up my damn self and, you know, I'm going to see, I'm going to analyze all your shit, put it together and see if what you at, all that work to see if what you telling me is true. But in the same time, what the hell you telling me? I went out and actually learned myself. So now I'm looking to you because you actually have the information firsthand before I even know what the hell I'm looking for.
Yeah, but no, that still don't. Some things don't raise a flag if, like, a young cat go on this now and they see somebody and they're going dead in and you say they have like a following, right? And all these people are being enlightened. But then if you sit around somebody and be talking to them about it and they just do like this, oh man, yeah. I mean, that happened 20 years ago. Right?
That's
or,
the wild shit.
Or somebody say, yeah, well, you know, I mean, like, it's in the book. You know, so what you telling me, you know, like, I already know. So now, you know, the person that's saying that, like, yeah, that happened, whatever, they should be happy that now we can even have this conversation. But now, a lot of times, sometimes we sit around people that already they know or they have already experienced it. And that be the crazy thing. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, you know, I was what do you call that thing? Strolling or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was looking at like the different inserts of people that like disappeared and then came back, showed back up, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, in different parts of the country, I mean, in different parts of the world, does this happen? You know what I'm saying? And then what these people come back and be saying. And I mean, and you looking at them and there's something different about, but I mean, like, I'd be like one of them, they got some kind of superpower and they ain't tapped into it yet. But some man, but some of them folk be coming back and saying they've been probed and injected and studied.
Oh, then, yeah.
Then some be like, oh, it was a light. I'm not talking about the people that died and came back. I'm talking about the people that disappeared.
Yeah, come back.
And then show back up.
Be like bright light. Like
3 months later, a month later.
Yeah.
And they say they've been gone 3 years.
Yeah.
Or they've been gone. Or it been 3 months here, and where they were
probably there, about an hour.
Yeah,
an
hour. And we're in a whole different time zone. Time different.
Shit, so, that's a whole different universe if that's the case.
Well, I mean, listen, it's too much. It's so much information out
there. Galaxy.
Well, there's so much information out there. And look, like, everything be pointing toward, like I say, time, some kind of time travel, some kind of multiverse, you know, or what they call parallel
universes,
you know. Everybody is playing in on that right now. You know, so I'm saying, and usually when you have that many people talking about something, somebody knows something. I mean, it's like you just say your imagination ain't just coming up with this. You know, I mean, like I'm saying, like why we look at movies, either it done happened before, or you will see a movie, and the movie is telling you what about to happen in the world.
Like I took. A matter of fact, I was just talking about that today. And my man's and shit turned around and was like, man, hey, you heard about, I forgot what the name of the company was. And I was like, nah. And he was like, man, you fucking walk around and pay with shit with your thumb. Remember how to me you talked about that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Said, nigga, you go around paying with your thumb and your retina, so you get a retina scan. I said, okay, and what's the problem? I said, it's basically biometric scanning. I said, I told you that shit was going to happen. He was like, so what the he asked me, have I heard of a smart city? And I was like, smart city? I was like, I would think it'd be more like a smart neighborhood, like a lot of new technological shit in your house. You know what I'm saying? To make it more convenient. He was like, yeah. I was like, he was like, man, you can't buy shit or do shit without somebody knowing exactly what the hell you be watching. And said, you'll get to the point where, he was like, if you do that shit, you get to a point where the government will tell you how much of something you can buy, how much you get, and restrict certain shit on what you do. I said, damn, I been told you that shit, huh? I said, I tell you, them fucking movies be real. You talked about the movies, and I said, I told you what was going
to
happen.
But he ain't get to the good part, though, because you got to figure out what kind of movie you want to make. Because based on what y'all talking about.
Nah, that shit was like Total Recall and shit like that.
Yeah, but they still ain't took it to the point. If it really, like, it's going to be some one eye, one thumb people walking around here.
Probably.
No, wouldn't you? Look, if I take somebody's thumb and they're a millionaire, I just need their thumb in their eye.
Yeah.
I'm going anywhere, do anything, buy anything.
That basically was going to happen anyway. You just going to have a lot of niggas killing each other for bullshit.
For their thumb. In their eye. I ain't need but one eye. I mean, listen. I done seen, because there's some movies too. I mean,
well, you get to the point where
when people didn't, they done show you on CSI how to pull fingerprints and how to cover up stuff. Come on, man. How to, listen, I can walk up behind somebody and clean out their ATM. You know what I'm saying? If I had their card. Because.
But, in the end, depending on how reckless you are, you're going to get caught. Prime example is what you said just now versus my man on trial right now for the double murder and stealing the money from his fucking law firm and shit. He ended that shit, ended up catching back up with his ass.
He's still alive. But he just stole from him.
Shit, he killed his wife and his son, was stealing from the damn law firm with nobody knowing, because it was like accidental insurance and shit like that.
Yeah, but I mean, if they
so it's basically like the once the lawyer gets,
but they having a jury trial.
Yeah, for him.
Yeah, see, so
he like the white OJ.
Right. See, so that's, I mean, he got a up already. I mean, cause like, okay, well, I guess evidence proved. Nah.
Yeah, it did.
All of this. Okay, if that was a different ethnic group, did I get the word out?
Ethnic group? Yeah. You got close.
Well, then it would have been probably would have been a little different.
Nah, it's the same shit. That's why I say the white OJ.
Yeah.
OJ had a fucking trial.
Yeah, but no.
Black dude had a trial of killing his white wife.
But OJ.
And her white friend.
Yeah, but
that. In Hollywood.
But
well, my bad, Beverly Hills.
Man, please. OJ had done ran.
Oh, yeah,
that airport, bro.
That Explorer did it, boy.
No, I ain't talking about the Explorer.
Oh, my bad. It was Explorer, the Bronco.
I ain't talking about the Bronco. I said OJ had done ran through airports and did commercials for Hertz.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he been going to have a trial. I said if it was a different ethnic group, I ain't talking. OJ was a different ethnic group himself because
oh,
of
who.
Man, do you understand? Super Bowl came on. This man
juice,
had man. A commercial.
It's the juice.
That's
man.
Right.
Do the juice like that. Man.
So now, yeah. You juice got to have a trial.
Do the juice
ain't gonna
like
get
that.
Off.
Ain't do the juice like that.
Ain't gonna get off. You got off and then been a fool.
Yeah. Hey, that whole.
Yeah.
Well, so, man, ended up back in that motherfucker. So, hey, can't help you on that shit.
Nah. But at the end of the day, now I'm just talking about the average person. Like, now this cat. I don't know what level he on, if you know, depends on like where his business was or whatever, but he had to be like losing a lot.
You want this one?
Nah, you put it in. He had to be losing a lot to be, I mean, if you gonna take your family out? I mean, what are you, I mean,
man, you
how can you not, how can you
shit.
Not deal with mental, I mean, why they don't even come that route?
Shit.
I mean, like,
I don't even
be
think
disturbed.
He really do that shit. Nah, that nigga been high. On oxys.
Oh, that's what they say?
That's what he tell them.
Oh. And oxy made him do what? Or he would
steal money from the damn law firm. And then I guess my speculation is that his wife found out and started fussing at that nigga or some shit, or it must have been either that and why he was on the drugs, or fussing at the nigga about that and the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga probably snap, kill her ass cause he high as shit. But he killed his son too, so I'm like, nigga, you all fucked up. But when you listen to him talk, that nigga was high. He been too high. He ain't know what the fuck he was doing. That nigga fucked up now, but that nigga been high as shit.
Hmm. The oxy.
That nigga been on. That nigga probably been on oxy and drinking liquor.
But that's what you call it? That's addictive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, to to a high level.
Hell yeah.
Of addictivity.
Nigga, you went straight opium. Like, damn.
Yeah, them bad boys, damn. Them bad boys go for about 25, 30 a pill.
But that nigga be getting 60,000 worth.
Yeah. He might
60,000?
He might be even trying to flip him.
He probably was.
But and you
then,
know.
Then I the guess. Funny part is that nigga tried to stage his own death and shit, and the shit ain't work.
You do know that I am not, I mean, I am just an innocent bystander listening to people. No, I'm serious because I was in a meeting and some other people were talking about the same thing. And I just was there, you know.
Yeah.
And because, you know, I ain't cut the television on. I ain't no follower of it. I saw a news thing when he first got, you know, like arrested. When mm-hmm. When it actually happened.
I didn't even see that. And I think I came across it.
That's the last thing I seen, see? So like mm-hmm. with him going through, but I always ask the same question. I say, but is he gonna have a jury trial?
Yeah.
Right, so if he gonna have a jury trial, there's gonna be somebody on that jury.
Oh, they gonna hold niggas up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, yeah. Always.
I mean, with all this.
Always gonna be somebody gonna lash shit up.
Now, what we got to do is figure out
who that person is.
And the loophole. That they why? You know.
Yeah, somebody gonna do it.
Yeah.
Somebody gonna do it. If they hit my man flat out.
No, but which automatically calls you not to get the death penalty. Mm. Automatically. I mean, because hands down, the way the laws are set up, I am telling you, if you just a regular other man off the street.
Oh, you getting that shit, yeah.
That's all I'm trying to tell you. You gone.
I just want to see what they give them.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm more interested in.
But it going to be somebody
that going to hold that shit up.
Well, what about this? Well, can we actually hold him
to the standards of a nigga? Shit.
That's what I was going to say.
Fuck no. That's the only reason I'm watching that
but
shit.
But he is.
How?
A nigga.
Nah, it's a white dude.
A nigga.
I mean, if you want to give him
my brother say. My brother say color ain't got nothing to do with.
Oh well, that part. Oh yeah. That nigga fucked up.
Okay.
Yeah, that nigga fucked up. Yeah.
But it
most definitely.
But he ain't gonna get no death penalty.
That's what we're waiting on.
Somebody say. People look at it and say,
if he if
he act remorseful for losing his wife and his son,
that nigga had a couple cry sessions.
Okay.
But during cross examination, which went on today, this nigga basically told on his, and he ain't basically, that nigga told on himself. Like, you told niggas you wasn't somewhere, and then when they put you on the stand, yeah, I was there.
He forgot.
Yeah!
He forgot you told him he wasn't there?
Yeah!
Now he there.
Yeah!
And you can tell him what happened. Well, tell us what happened.
Hey.
He told
him. I don't know. When I walked out here, I'm going to pull that shit up on YouTube. I know somebody playing that shit back.
We should have been looking at that now. What is the thing? See, I should have my, when we be talking about stuff like this, I should have information in front of me. Come on, man. We need to be more professional. We just be going to
things. We about to run out of time anyway. So.
We be going to things and can't even, well, let me read this clip to you.
That's why I figured
that's how we ought to be doing.
That's why I figured this would have been a little bit better, because that did intrigue me, so I did have something. least that was a good solid hour.
The Giant.
Of great content.
The Giant. The Giant, yeah. On the...
Go
on
to the, from the Giant all the way to What's Up. What's real? Do you believe? How far you gonna get? How far? And what trigger you got to fucking say to see the Men in Black come get your ass and off you? Or put you somewhere
and make
you
put a white light in your face and make you forget everything.
Mm.
But they say we do that though.
Yeah, I smoked this herb too much, so fuck yeah. That shit. That light ain't gonna work.
You know I forgot.
Pretty much. Not really. But the world will never know.
How many does it take to get to the center?
Shit.
The world will never know.
Shit, that was about a solid two joints. Pink Runts. It's part of the sesh.
Yeah, well.
Brought to you by Trippy Hippie Conglomerate.
Yeah, we've had them to contribute a great deal to this podcast. We want to thank them.
Hey. We got sponsors, damn it. We moving up.
That's right.
We got lapels and shit.
From the start with.
We went from microphones to lapels.
On the Ponderosa.
Mm.
Yes, sir.
Niggas think you had to be rich and shit to get some money. Fuck that. Just gotta be smart. Find better shit on the budget.
on discount.
On a budget. Move up.
On Cyber Monday.
Damn right. Shit.
No, I mean, you do Black Friday, but Cyber Monday.
Oh, yeah, we'll shit.
We'll get you right.
You gonna have some,
you know.
You gonna have some ups and some downs. Mm-hmm. The splitter was a down. It's only $6, so, you know, I ain't really expect much out of the splitter. But if I can get a good splitter,
I still think you got a good idea. I think you just might need to have a little bit more patience with it.
Nah, I just need a better splitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because this one is set for like the charger and the headphones, mm-hmm. which made sense because you would listen to music through here. That's why. Mm. But it still didn't work on the charger part. So that was dumb too. Because I charged the phone with it just to see if it'll work. Shit worked. But the phone just, I guess when I plugged the mic into it, it must have just been like, this ain't the right accessory for that shit. So, hey, gotta look for a better splitter.
Well, you got to look for the same ones for the lapel.
I mean, I found the... Oh, shit, man. Yeah, probably. That shit probably be more expensive. But the other portable shit I was talking about is actually $3,000.
You still talking budget. That's why.
Hell yeah.
But, I mean, you got to find one that goes with the lapel.
Oh, well, yeah.